A pair of explosions struck a peace rally in Ankara, the Turkish capital, on Saturday morning, killing at least 95 people, wounding 248 others, and adding further to the chaos that has gripped the country for months. The blasts, which occurred just seconds apart, ripped through a crowd of supporters of the People's Democratic Party, the HDP, who had gathered to protest months of deadly violence between security forces and Kurdish militants. Footage broadcast on Turkish TV showed people fleeing the scene of the bombing and heavily pixelated images of corpses covered in flags, banners, and blood. In a widely shared video, a man is seen walking among scores of bodies and asking, "Is there anyone alive?" Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said there were strong indications that the attack, the deadliest in the country's history, had been the work of two suicide bombers. Davutoğlu also declared a 3-day period of national mourning. No group has claimed responsibility for the bloodshed, although suspicion immediately fell on the Islamic State, or ISIS, whose sympathizers have recently staged similar attacks against Kurdish targets in Turkey. On June 5th, a bomb killed 4 people during an HDP election rally in the country's Kurdish southeast. On July 20th, an ISIS militant killed 33 pro-Kurdish activists in Sirik, a town on the border with Syria, in a suicide attack. "The attack looks eerily similar to the others," said the director of the Turkish Research Program at the Washington Institute. "Early indicators would point at ISIS as the culprit." "This could well be Turkey's 9/11, he added. "It took place in the heart of the Turkish capital, across from the city's central train station, a symbolic landmark of Ankara, and killed so many people." But while America's September 11th brought the country together, at least for some time, the Ankara attack threatens to deepen Turkey's divisions, exacerbating tensions that have repeatedly spilled over into violence over the past year. In the last 4 months alone, Turkey has witnessed political uncertainty as a result of inconclusive parliamentary elections, a snowballing media crackdown, and relentless clashes between security forces and the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, de facto head of the ruling Justice and Development Party, the AKP, has accused the opposition and the pro-Kurdish HDP in particular of being in cahoots with the PKK. The opposition has accused him of starting a war against the Kurdish insurgents to bolster his political standing. This article posted by Piotr Zalewski.